You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, it was announced this week that Auckland's rail network is undergoing a rebuild, which will see major rail lines temporarily close. Buses are expected to replace these services, but AT and other transport agencies are urging Immigration and Transport Minister Michael Wood to allow bus driver shortages to be filled by overseas workers. But First Union told The Wire yesterday that the transport agency should focus on retaining their current drivers. News and editorial director Jessica Hopkins spoke to Auckland Transport Metro Services Manager Derek Cooper. Here they are now.
How is AT preparing for this major project?
Hi, Jessica. Yes, we started our preparations to cope with the disruptions caused by the Q Rail project to renew our network. We, as you mentioned, currently have challenges with bus driver shortage, with number of cancellation across our scheduled services. The way we plan to replace trains is through a number of different options. We are working with Auckland One Rail, our rail operator, and Kiwi Rail to provide train services that will be using other tracks that will be available during disruptions. So, for example, in stage one of those closures between Newmarket and Otahuhu, we will have Southern Line services travelling to Britomart via Eastern Line. We'll be providing customers with information and assistance to get to the scheduled bus services travelling along Great South Road to get to Newmarket and those intermediate stations. This is using our existing capacity on our buses. But we are also we have gone to the market to get supplementary rail replacement buses that will also travel between each station on those along the route. We have just yesterday closed a tender to get proposals from bus operators to provide the supplementary rail replacement services. We'll be reviewing this this and next week. We will have insufficient resources, both in terms of buses and, more crucially, bus drivers. We'll be going to the market to contract additional coach and other bus operators that are available in Auckland, and they do have resources to provide what we call express services to supplement those scheduled services and other rail replacement buses that will be provided from within our bus operators. There's a range of other initiatives to improve the bus driver situation. One is we are working with central government on additional funding to increase pay rates for bus drivers to make the job more attractive. We are preparing a special recruitment campaign supported by AT for all public transport workers, including bus drivers and crew for ferry services to fill the current gaps in our public transport workforce amongst our public and amongst our operators, and we are closely working with the bus operators to help them recruit new drivers as well. We are seeking support from Minister for Immigration to help us and other public transport authorities around the country with resetting some of the immigration rules to allow operators to recruit bus drivers from overseas. Operators are telling us there are drivers available in other countries and are keen to come to New Zealand to work. The current immigration settings make it difficult. With the government support and relaxation or changes to the immigration settings, we would be able to get more bus drivers in the country trained and ready to fill the needs for regular scheduled services as well as the rail network replacement.
So you mentioned the open letter that AT along with two other transport agencies have sent to Michael Wood urging him to review immigration settings to fill the bus driver shortage. Why is sourcing workers from overseas going to be necessary?
Since COVID, when our borders were closed, many of our new immigrants into New Zealand haven't been able to join the workforce. Bus driving has been often taken up by new arrivals into New Zealand. Many of bus drivers that had relatives from overseas and weren't able to go back and visit families back home. They have left the industry for extended leave overseas, and some of them haven't come back, or when they come back, they choose other driving professions. For example, in the trucking industry, where the pay rates are higher. And this bus driver shortage is not unique. There are labor shortages across multiple industries, and even probably you've found yourself sometimes going for coffee. There is some cafes where for a period of time operating at reduced staffing levels due to shortage. So we are not unique, and we are basically, we don't have enough talent currently in New Zealand to fill the vacancies across Auckland and other major centres. We are not unique. Australian cities also suffer from driver shortage, and some bus drivers choose relocation to Australia as well. So it is a bit of a global shortage of public transport workers.
I spoke to First Union this morning, who said that many bus drivers in Aotearoa are moving to become truck drivers because, according to the union, they've said that there's better pay and work conditions. The union brought up long work hours for bus drivers being up to 14 hours a day. They're concerned about the health and safety of these drivers. What is AET doing to address these concerns and to retain its existing bus drivers?
Jessica, you touched on probably three different areas. We have probably different set of measures are being put in place to improve situation. Long working hours is something that is typical for bus driving in all jurisdictions, not just in Auckland. And what we are working on with bus operators, and we had some discussions last year with and workshop with the union representatives, where we are making changes to our network to adjust to the way our customers travel, and we will be reducing number of peak services where there is less demand and providing more inter-peak services. What that means, we'll provide more travel options for those people that don't need to commute to work because they work more often from home, and they may be going to town or other locations outside of the typical peak hours. That will allow us to provide more what we call a straight shift, for the so-called split shift that the union may have mentioned, will eliminate or reduce, or wouldn't eliminate, but would reduce the number of periods of time where a bus driver only works in the morning for a few hours and come back in the afternoon to do the second part of their duty. So that obviously makes the driver hours less sociable, and that is one of those contributing factors for those some of the drivers not staying in the industry for longer. Health and safety is very important to us, and we're working very closely with all of bus operators and the other organisations to provide safer working environment for our bus drivers while they drive a bus. There has been an increase in recent months, or maybe even a couple of years, in driver assault incidents. And we are working through a number of initiatives to improve safety, particularly in the inner city area, with transport officers and security guards working on buses and on key stops where trouble spots are reported to us. And there are also trials of different interventions to protect bus drivers on buses. The third item around bus driver wages or driving wages. Yes, it is absolutely correct that the industry, particularly in the long-haul trucking and construction industry, pay higher wage rates, making very difficult to attract bus drivers or keep them in the industry. This is why we really need government intervention to help us with additional funding to increase wage rates. But in the meantime, we need that support to bring workers from overseas, because we just don't have enough candidates within New Zealand that can meet the requirements for becoming bus driver, licensing requirements from New Zealand Transport Agency, Waka Kotahi, and New Zealand Police in order to fulfill the demanding roles. So there are a number of issues to address, and we're working actively in all three of them to make it better.
There's been some concerns raised that if bus driver shortages continue to persist, that it could deter people from using public transport because of reduced services and delayed services. What would you propose to address this, and is this a concern for you?
It is definitely a concern, and I just articulate three different areas where we are taking steps to address it. We are also building a far more resilient network with the investment by QRail into the rail network rebuild. When CRL is completed, we'll be able to operate more trains more reliably and more often, providing far better travel options for our customers than they have today. And with transition to low emission public transport, both across ferries and buses, will make public transport more attractive with more investment in bus priority and other active modes. In 2 to 3 years' time, when all this work is completed, we'll have a truly world-class rail system and far better bus services and ferry network. So it is going to take a little bit of a pain, but it is definitely for long-term gain and for far better future, and will help us to meet our transport emission reduction targets as well.
Just so our listeners are aware, when can they expect this project to be completed?
Do you mean the rail network rebuild?
Yes.
Yeah, so it starts from January or Christmas shutdown, late this year, and from January 2023 to 2025. At this stage, we only have agreed two areas where the disruptions will occur, on part of the southern line between Otahuhu and Newmarket, and on eastern line from March to December 2023. And we now finalizing the details and plans how we're going to provide alternative travel options, and we will communicate this to all customers in November. In the meantime, we'll be reaching out to some customers to test some of our plans and assumptions and see whether there's anything else we can do to improve their journey times during that period.
That was Transport Metro Services Manager Derek Cooper on Auckland Transport's call to review immigration settings to fill bus driver shortages.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.